Good morning and welcome to the new episode of Dr. Lamba's Awakening Call. And of course, today we talk about how to better thyself. I have some good news and some bad news. Good news? Most of people could achieve success if they let go of the false beliefs that hold them back. The number of beliefs, number of habits, if you let go of them, which are misleading, which are obstacles and impediments to success, you can easily be successful. There is nothing magical about that. Bad news. Majority of you won't do it. They're so ingrained in you, they have become a part of your psyche, that you cannot let them go out. You cannot even think that these are bad habits, and they are. But they're simply terrible. They're brutal. They're self-defeating. And they're lies. And these lies you tell every day. You don't tell these lies to others. You tell these lies to yourself. You delude yourself, you cheat yourself. You commit a fraud on your own success by telling these lies to yourself. And they become one after the second hurdle to your progress. If you can remove these 7 lies from your everyday action, the path to the success will be much smoother and much more assured. These lies torpedo the success and you fail. Now, these lies are 7, as I told you, the 7 deadly sins. Here there are 7 deadly lies. Now it's up to you whether you accept them or not. The first lie you tell yourself, if I do this, everyone will laugh at me. Now everyone means a couple of people surrounding you who may be jealous of you. Not necessarily your friends. This is huge, ironic, life-affirming secret that the people never love. I learn only when it's almost too late. And we forget. Nobody cares what you do, whether you're successful or failure. Except a few intimate people who are really affected by your success or by your failure. And then nobody ever remembers what you did yesterday or what you did half an hour back. So everyone, the whole world, the 8 billion people laugh at you is a lie that you tell yourself every time. How refreshing it would be when you realize that almost nobody cares if you fail. Nobody. Let me tell you. Almost nobody. As I said, maybe a couple of people who are intimately connected, your partner, your spouse, your children, that's all. And that also momentarily. And if they're most of them will not laugh at you. They will give some advice, some safe suggestion. They'll be your support anchor. So this is the first lie you tell yourself. As a matter of fact, of the vast majority would not even notice. And a very, very thin sliver will ever remember. So the people who try to belittle you, people who you think will laugh at you, you can simply tell them, don't care. Don't say anything rather. Keep quiet. Ignore them. And even if they're laughing at you, if you don't care for them, they would stop laughing. And if they laugh, so what? Period, they won't laugh. because they don't care. B, if they laugh, ignore, and they'll stop. They don't remember the least, and if you do fail, just start thinking something else before anybody has a time to notice. Say you have one project, you have failed at that project, immediately start another one. So the gap between the failure and the success is so minuscule that the people don't know that you have failed at one. They say you are working at another. Second line, whatever I do, it would not be good enough. Bullshit. Absolute bullshit. Good enough for what? Someone else's standards? Who decides what's good and what's bad? You or somebody else? And if it is somebody else, ignore it with the contempt it deserves. Is it good enough to make a lot of money? Is it good enough to become your life's work? None of these things matter. Almost anything you start in life, one of the two things will happen. And these two things are, number one, either you succeed or you won't succeed. And if you don't succeed, it's great because it's an opportunity to learn something which will enable you to succeed in something else later. It's a win-win situation. If you succeed, great. If you don't succeed, there's a new opportunity. Let me tell you. I always say failures are an opportunity to enter the new world, new era. So why bother? As I said, it's a win-win situation and either one is good enough. Failure or success. Because failure is not really a failure. It's a path to a new opportunity exploiting. Third lie you tell yourself. It is too late to do something. I'm too old to do it. Nothing can be more false than that. A friend recently told me that she decided to go back to the school to get her degree and try another career. She got cold feet when she realized that by the time she graduated and went to her internship, she would almost be about 60 years old. And someone told her, how old you will be then if you don't go back to school? I asked her. Someone asked me. I said, look here. Reshma, tell me. If you don't go to school, you say you'll go to school and when you come back, you'll be almost 60. Fine. If you don't go to school, how old you would be? 60. I said, so what then difference does it make? How does going to the school make you older? My wife at 83, after her graduation, her master's or her MPhil, after retirement and spending 20 years after retirement, started and she did about 13 new courses. And those courses which she had no explanation at all. She was a master's in literature. And then the courses she did were in mathematics, physics, neuroscience, and whatnot. Let me put it differently. From someone who had his 50th birthday, let's assume. As you get older, all of you, the age you have already passed, you'll start feeling young again. There is never a time to think that you are too old to pursue your dreams. Never. If I were to say that I'm old, then I wouldn't be talking to you today. People ask me, why do I write about 4 or 5 articles every day? Why do I give it up when my health doesn't permit it? Because why should I not do it? Instead of sipping and mopping and weeping and crying and bitching, that be of any use? No. So when I talk to you, I am doing something positive. So remember, it's almost no such thing as too late or too old to pursue your dreams. Come on, chase the dreams. They are like butterflies in the garden, multicolored, multi-hue. They give you strength, moral strength, intellectual strength. Then, the fourth line. I'm too good for this. Well, this is much below my level. Flag this one. Because here you get into real sauce. The lies that people tell themselves and that they don't want to admit that they believe. They believe something, but they don't want to admit it. That's the tragedy. They think they're too good to ask 100 people for help and hear 99 rejections. But deep inside, they fail to realize that it's not rejections that worry them. No. It is what they think about being told no. They don't want to hear no. And the fear of hearing no make them stop doing anything. What a stupidity. Maybe they are not willing to do the dirty work. Maybe they think it's beneath them to have to go out and could call and get first 110 customers. Again, you know, I'm reminded of Ab Lincoln. He was polishing his shoes. And he was president, and some friend dropped in and said, "Hey, Mr. President, you are polishing your own shoes." And he said, "Well, whose shoes do you polish?" "Yes, I'm polishing my shoes, but whose shoes do you polish?" That is the situation. You're not too good for anything. Try to understand it. Maybe they'll have to carry heavy things, a cleanup mess is fine. Or spend endless hours filling out administrative forms, so on. Often my guess is, these people who tell this lie, "I'm too good for this," their parents are at fault. They told them relentlessly that they were smart, that they deserved to go to good college, that if they are just a bit of effort, they would be somebody's boss. Never happens. Never. Let me tell you. The biggest lie here is that the idea that some people think that they are too good for life. For the things they have to do to achieve success. And that's where they fail. It's a tragedy. Basically, this is the eighth type of ambiguity. You think you are too good for something, you don't do it and you are failing. You would be successful. But no. The reality is that deep inside you do, you realize that you are not good enough. And you camouflage it, you cover it by saying that you are too good. The fifth line, "I can't afford it." People say they can't pursue their dreams because they can't afford to do so. Afford from the money point of view, afford from the effort point of view, afford from the time point of view. That is true in some cases, but in a small, say about 3 to 5%, yes. For most of the others, it's more than that. They are not willing to cut back on other things. You know, if you can't afford money, look at your expenses, reduce some expenses. If it's time, readjust your time. Mostly it's time. Or other factors. So you have to reprioritize things and you'll be successful. Again, I'm not showing that it's nobody's truly tough enough. But you have to find the ways to do this and accommodate your aspiration to greatness. You don't find the ways and means, it's your failure of your ingenuity. The group of the people for whom the truth is a very small number that chooses to use this fallacy as an excuse. Maybe you can't afford more time or money. It could require to chase every dream, but you can chase after the one that truly gives you the strongest. Oh. The lie about not being able to afford the effort, it's about being afraid. The reality is that you are afraid that you spend the time, you spend the money, and it may not be successful. It's not a question of affording, it's a question of your not being sure about the outcome. And then the sixth lie. Somebody else probably has already thought of it. This is my idea. But somebody else might have thought of it. Quite possible. Now, steam engine was invented according to the scientists now, but as I put it, really it was invented in 327 BC in Greece. People have thought of it, but this didn't stop the steam engine by what Stephenson to be invented. With the Greek fire, which even poor sets can fire the water, the scientists have not been able to recognize or identify the source of that. Even today, atomic explosions, we say they are new, but they were thought of and used way back, 5,000 years back in Mahabharata. The high rate of cancer even now in that area where the war was born is a testimony to that. And you know what? They have almost allowed all other lies to derail them from them. Viewed that way, the wisdom of these lies is actually a benefit, isn't it? You people who will tell these lies, self-select yourself out of the game. Most of the people do. Won't be part of that, most of the people. As the seventh biggest lie, I already tried that. There are exceptions to every rule. Most of the time, when you say, I've already tried that, it's a signal that someone isn't actually looking for a solution. Actually, you are looking for an excuse not to follow the hard path that might lead to a situation. I know it's ambivalent attitude, but it's there. I've already tried that is a no. You're looking for is, now why do you say, I already tried that? Either you are looking for what you can do to improve the last way you tried this? Or can you help me figure out why this thing didn't work at that time? Or doing X way didn't work, but I learned Y, which makes me think maybe I should try Z. That's the attitude you should have. So don't fall in love with these lies. These lies are not going to make you successful. They are a burden. I know. You might think what I'm talking is oversimplification. Because things that are simple are not very easy. And yet people confuse the two concepts. And I share these lessons because I've learned them from the best teachers in the world. From the best philosophers. The major is, isn't it how many lies you have told yourself? Instead, it's about what you do next after you learn to respect those lies and reject them. You can choose to believe or choose not to believe. But you can't say you were never told. And these lies, which you tell yourself every day, are the biggest hurdle in your success. These seven lies are seven deadly sins. Avoid them and you'll be successful. Thank you.